The first day of mandatory minicamp here at One Bills Drive, and a change at quarterback made things different on offense. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy and Murph. More reps for Kevin Cobb and more reps for E.J. Manuel, with Tavares Jackson released on Monday.
Yeah, and they pretty much, Cobb and Manuel split the reps down the middle, which is, I think, a good thing for both of them, obviously. And that really, I think, was the main reason why the move was made on Monday to let Tavares Jackson go. But there's no question that Manuel will benefit from the extra work over these 3 days this week and moving into training camp. And even Kevin Cobb knows that he will be the beneficiary of all those new practice reps.
First of all, I enjoyed my time with Tavares. I mean, I thought he was a heck of a player, super talented, and a heck of a guy. So that being said, I'm excited about getting more reps. I'm excited about more reps with the ones. And then we'll see where it goes from here.
T-Jack did a great job, first off, helping me, you know, when he was here. You know, the first couple weeks when we had the OTAs. You know, he did a great job preparing myself. I would ask him a lot of questions, and he gave me great feedback. So I definitely respect and thank him for that. But I knew, you know, once it happened, you say, now I get a chance to make more plays, get more reps. Your body gets to stay warm. You know, you don't take 3 reps and then you're done. So that's a great opportunity.
The first day of minicamp was also the first day on the field for recent signee Doug Ligurski, the offensive lineman manning the left guard spot with the second and first units at times, as it appears he'll be part of that left guard competition primarily with Colin Brown.
It's nothing new to me. You know, I've been battling for starting spots my entire career, and you know, some years I made it in starting position, some years I didn't, and I was, a swing guy. You know, they're going to put me wherever they need me, and that's just fine with me. And I hope it's a starting spot, because that's what I'm pushing for.
Today we wanted to throw him in there. You know, he's a guy that's been in this league for 5 years. So we threw him out there to see what he can do, and, you know, I think he's a pretty good swing player. You know, he's shown that before, you know, to play guard and center, and he'll compete for one of those positions. And, again, right now we really don't have, just like at quarterback, we're having that competition at left guard.
It was full attendance on the first day of the mandatory minicamp, with the exception of veteran safety Jarris Burr, who has yet to sign his franchise tender, so he was not here yet. But the Bills did welcome back a couple of defensive free agents that they signed during the offseason, including defensive lineman Alan Branch, who said it was tough trying to keep up with Buffalo's fast-paced offense.
Tiring, that's the first thing I can say. This tempo is really something, and, I mean, I don't even think, no matter how hard I train, you know, at home, there's no way I was going to be able to, you know, be ready for what we just did. And only thing you can do is go out there and practice and get yourself into the shape and get used to the tempo that they have.
Day one of mandatory minicamp belonged to the defense, as they carried the better part of the play through the team segments in practice, getting a lot of hands in the passing lanes to force incompletions. Notable among them was cornerback Cresden Butler, who was pretty happy to be active in the defensive play.
Big thing today was just communication, and we seen on film, like, the mistakes we were making was just part of communication. If we communicate we're on point, we'll be a good defense.
Murphy, was clear the offense was having trouble connecting in the passing game, especially on a lot of deep passes that were thrown. But as Kevin Cobb pointed out himself, he missed Stevie Johnson on a post pattern. It's the first time he's thrown him a deep ball all spring since he arrived as a free agent signee. So you got to believe things are going to get better in time.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, it's simple mathematics. Now, instead of splitting the reps 3 ways, they split it 2 ways between Manuel and Cobb. I think they will both benefit from the extra reps. EJ talked about just being warm. I mean, he wasn't sitting on the sideline being cold. They'll get mental reps a little bit more now, and I think it will work to the benefit of both of them, and it'll be a little bit easier, I think, for the coaching staff even to portion out those reps and make sure they get a good look at both of those quarterbacks as the quarterback battle moves on.
And easier for the receivers, too, as they get more accustomed getting more passes from those two quarterbacks. Well, day two of minicamp comes your way on Wednesday. We'll have full coverage here on BuffaloBills.com. Practice is set for 2:45 in the afternoon. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup.